الله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. Today والله أعلم، الله know best، is the 15 of ربيع الأول. According to different calendar, might be the 14, might be 13. According to me, because I saw the moon, it is the 15. If you have a dispute with me, all you have to do, watch the moon. Today, actually, if you watch it tonight, it will be 16. Why? Because from Islamic point of view, after Maghrib, the bidet start. By this way, the moon, you see, after Maghrib, is for us as a following day. Okay? And alhamdulillah, anybody know me for some time, I teach them how to see the moon, how to decide it, how, which day and what. And it's very simple knowledge, only it take follow up, if you like to get the knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us set the intention for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to gain a knowledge useful, benefit to us in this life and hereafter, be witness to us, not against us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in our time, give us sincerity, give us truthful, give us honesty for Allah only. Nothing else except the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any another way, any another intention, will be a fool and will be disgraced in this life and hereafter. Only success in this life and hereafter lies only in the hand of Allah by the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم ارزقنا الاخلاص في السر والعلانية. اللهم الهمنا وسددنا. اللهم الهمني رشدي وقني شر نفسي. أما بعد، يا الله يا فتاح يا هادي يا تواب يا الله، يا نور يا كريم يا حليم، يا رب العرش العظيم، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا حي يا قيوم، يا مالك الملك وملك الملوك، يا الله. اللهم افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. بعدد من صلى وقام، وبعدد ما صلت عليه الأنام، وبعدد ما صلت عليه الإنس والجان، وبعدد ما صلت عليه ملائكة الرحمن، وبعدد ما صليت عليه يا الله في الأولين والآخرين وفي الأفق الأعلى إلى يوم الدين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها، وعافية الأبدان وشفائها، ونور الأبصار وضيائها، وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. In the 12th of ربيع الأول, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah allow him to be born in this life. And in a Muslim ummah, you find the majority of Muslims today participate in the celebration of the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And actually is many ahadith about the warning of celebrating the birth of the Prophet or the death of the Prophet. How, as a Muslim, we celebrate and recognize the bounty of this day? Very simple. To know the man, to know who he is, and to know his status between him and Allah, what he wants, what he desire. And you try to follow it day by day, night by night. This is a celebration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can do it every single moment of your life. And this actually is a real sunnah. Now let's go step by step. I said it in the topic of sunnah, but I'm going to give you a little bit brief before we start. Who is this man? To know who is this man, very simple. Do you know who we go? We go to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Qasas, he said of the meaning of أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وربك يخلق ما يشاء ويختار. Allah, he create and he choose. Meaning each one of us, we did not choose who we are. This number one. Allah create and he choose. This number one principle. Allah create all the creation and he choose mankind above any creation. Why? For a wisdom Allah knew. And from all the creation, he chose the best people according to his quality and his knowledge and his wisdom, and chose him a messenger and prophet. And all this messenger and prophet, from all of them, he chose five. Ulul Azm, the most powerful messenger and prophet. And from these five, he chose two to be the most closest to him. Ibrahim alayhi salam and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ibrahim, Khalilullah. Wa Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimate wisdom? But we have to respect what Allah choose. This why the reality of our love to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two, actually we respect and love what Allah choose. A man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfected his physical and his manner. Nobody Allah perfected more than this man. Imam al-Fudayl ibn Ayyad al-Andalusi, one of the biggest scholars in Andalus in Spain, he said something beautiful. He said the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Zino, this man chosen by Allah to be the last prophet. They know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfected him physical and manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he perfected his worship. Nobody worship Allah like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the naf? What is the sunnah? Is a salah, is a worship by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not by obligated by Allah. The companion saw the most closest man to Allah, he's doing something Allah do not command him with it. What this meaning? They discover this man, the one Allah chose him and perfected him, he tried to thank Allah and show gratitude and get closer to Allah by the way Allah never asked him to do. Why? Because it's big difference between, I tell you, you have to do, you must do, and you do it with completely willing of your heart. And this call it love, real love, considerate. You see, it makes sense to some people. When you really love, you think about other. You want to do for other. Do you know today, I feel sad. I hardly see somebody has love. I hardly see somebody really, really understand love. I hardly see somebody try to give love. Because love you do not take, love you give. The moment you're waiting for love, you are selfish, you are blind, you do not know nothing. Love you give, but how you give love if you do not have it? You cannot. By this way, the companion of the Prophet ﷺ, he saw the most beloved man to Allah in earth. He's worshipping Allah in a way Allah did not command the Prophet to do. And this Imam, he said something I never knew in my life before. What he said? He said, what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did was qurbat, muhabbabat ilallah. Meaning, it is a way of getting closer, a way to be beloved to Allah. By this way, they imitate it as qurbat and muhabbabat. It's not mandatory. I remember one scholar, one day I went to him and I tell him, I was having a gathering and I talk about this as a sunnah and the people did not listen to me. He said, what do you want them to do? I said, why did he not do it? He said, my son, sunnah is love. You love the Prophet, you will imitate. You do not mandatory somebody to make sunnah. No. You talk about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let the reality of love increase and everybody will do according to the level of his love. The whole thing is love. Not only love, love to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved Allah and he tried to get closer to Allah by the way he did it. This is the sunnah. Today I feel sad. All we talk about it, wajib, fard, sunnah, mu'akkada, ghir mu'akkada, this and that. But the essence of sunnah is love. The essence of sunnah, muqarrabat, meaning to make you closer to Allah. Muhabbabat, meaning beloved to Allah. Why is beloved to Allah? Because this is something you do, Allah do not tell you to do. This is the reality of sunnah. By this way, to really do sunnah, number one, you have to know who is this man. Because once you know, you will love him. And once you love him, you will love Allah. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say ya Muhammad, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Say ya Muhammad, if you claim you love Allah, love me and follow me, Allah will love you and forgive your sin. It's almost like one scholar he said, it's almost like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Muhammad, tell them, if they claim they love Allah, the key to love Allah only with you ya Muhammad. Only with you, ya Muhammad, let them see me and show me how they follow you, and according follow you, I will love them. Meaning, is no way to love Allah unless, and reach Allah unless you love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And no way you love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam unless you obey him and follow him. How? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said of the meaning of من أطاعني فقد أحبني ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة. Whoever obey me, he love me, and whoever love me, he will be with me in paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى. قيل ومن يأبى يا رسول الله؟ قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى. أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, all my ummah, all my nation enter paradise except those who deny and do not want to go to paradise. They said, Ya Rasulullah, is some people among your ummah do not want to go to paradise? He said, yes. Those who obey me, they enter paradise. And whom disobey me, they will reject paradise. If you look to this old hadith, it's really restricted forward straight line. Now, who is this man? The one Allah perfected him. How much we know about him? How much we read and inquire about who the man? Who and what is his life? The biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, called Sirah. How the companion deal with him? How does he love him? What he done? How much he sacrificed for you and me? How much all the time he said, Ummati, Ummati, my Ummah, my Ummah. Aisha radiallahu anha, one of his wife and one of the most beloved wife to him, one day she saw him coming and smiling. She said, okay, he's in a good mood. Let me ask him to make a special dua for me. She said, Ya Rasulullah, you're smiling, you have a happy day. Please, can you make a special dua for me? He said, yes, Ya Aisha. She said, O Rasulullah, make dua for me to Allah forgive my sins, the known and the unknown, the seen and the unseen, and the past and the future. What left? If Allah forgive all your action, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Allahumma ghafir li Aisha. Allahumma salat. When you talk by English sometime, you lose it. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Allahumma ghafir li Aisha. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina. Okay, anyway, the hadith exactly of the meaning of what I said. He did the dua. Aisha started crawling in the ground from laughing and giggling and happy. He said, Ya Aisha, why are you laughing about? He said, Ya Rasulullah, who else cannot laugh after the dua you give me now? Because he's a prophet. His dua is accepted, finished. Finished. He said, do you know Aisha? Every single day I make the same dua 5 times a day for all my ummah. Every single day I make the same dua 5 times a day for my ummah. Before he die, Ummati, Ummati. And the day of the resurrected, the day of judgment, Yawm al-Qiyamah, Ummati, Ummati. What's meaning? Mercy. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We did not send you except mercy to mankind. Do you know the only prophet Allah give him? Attribute of Allah attribute. Nobody, no messenger, no prophet, Allah give him attribute like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What kind of attribute? Attribute from Allah. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Who's Ra'uf? Allah. Who's Rahim? Allah. This attribute of Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the same attribute to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the highest status. Ra'ufun Rahim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. From the mercy of Allah, we make you soft to them. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. And if you are tough and harsh, they will get away from you. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. Forgive them. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. And ask Allah to forgive them. وشاورهم في الأمر. And have mashura with them, consultation. How many of us implementing mashura with our family and everybody? How many of us we make mashura, consultation with elder people before we make anything? How many of us make istikhara before we do anything? How many? This is a manner. This is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By this way, sunnah, by Arabic word sunnah meaning the habit do not change. Word sunnah, just word sunnah, without related to nobody. The habit and custom and things do not change. Things always the same. This meaning sunnah. This why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَجِدْ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَا تَجِدْ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. You do not have any change in the sunnah of Allah and no different. No change and no different in the way Allah deals with His creation. Always the same. This is why once you understand the sunnah of Allah, you will know what's going on. And Allah already said, if you do this, I will do that. If you do this, I will do that. Always. What is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meaning the action and habit and deed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do all the time. What about me? Where am I of that? If I believe the Quran is the word of Allah, as I believe the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the last prophet and the seal of the Prophet, if I believe the word of Allah in Quran is true, Quran containing many verses about the obedience of Allah joined by the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam command us of his sunnah. By this way, Allah command us to listen to the Prophet and obey him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam command us of different things. By this way, if I claim I love Allah, if I claim I love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's better I have sunnah in my life. Now, a lot of people go and sunnah become a beard and a dress and two rak'ah before and two rak'ah after. Is this sunnah? Yes. Is it true sunnah? Yes. But is this just the sunnah? No. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it has to be manifest in every action in my life. The more I am a Muslim, the more I have sunnah. Do you know how the high sunnah? Manner. Manner. Manner is the high sunnah. Mercy. Ra'fa. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called sunnah different word in Quran. Do you know what the sunnah is? Light. Light from Allah. I send you light. It's many verse about Allah called Quran is a light. And the sunnah is a light. And another thing, the Prophet is a light. And another thing is a wisdom. By this way, the sunnah has many meaning. Wisdom, light, guidance, mercy, closeness, beloved, obedience. All this meaning sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By this way, if you have a light, you cannot get light except by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you cannot reach the light, which is Allah. And you cannot understand Quran unless you reach Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah is light. He sent light, and He give it to a light, and the light give us the wisdom how to reach the light. This sunnah. What else? If you want wisdom, how you get wisdom? The only way to get wisdom by the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call it wisdom in many locations in Quran. By this way, if I do not have sunnah, I'm a fool. If I have sunnah, I have wisdom. The more I have sunnah, I have wisdom. The less I have sunnah, I have less wisdom. Why? Because if you look in the sunnah, you will find the Prophet ﷺ advise us about every detail what to do in our life. To the point when you have, what do you call it, passing wind, you will find it. What happens if you pass wind? Some people said, make wudu. But what happens if you are overweight? What happens if you eat a lot of beans? What happens if you are a female and you have many kids? Meaning, the muscle of your, what do you call it, rectum? The muscle of your back is not controlled like before. Meaning, wind will go, but you might have some liquid, you might have some anything else with it. How you know? This go now to the love of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah. If you fear Allah, if you value your salah, you will try as a manner to make sure and go do istinja. I know a lot of scholars today, especially from Arabic country, they will tell you it's not wajib, it's not mandatory. Yes, it's not mandatory. I did not say it's mandatory. I did say it's a fard. But how you know if your back is clean or not? Is a manner, is a sunnah to make istinja, to make sure you wash yourself with water, and to make sure you always clean and prepare yourself. What about the same thing? What about if you go before salah and you have a dispute with somebody? If you are a daughter or a son, go make salah, and your father or mother is not pleased with you, you have no salah. If you are a man and you go to salah and your mother is not pleased with you, you have no salah. If your wife and your husband is not pleased with you, you have no salah. It's a sunnah. The sunnah teach us whom, if they are pleased with you, your deed will be accepted and Allah will be happy with you. How many of us as a son and daughter go, oh my father, are you pleased with me? And if I'm really honest, I try to please my father for Allah. I try to please my mother for Allah. What about if my mother, son of whatever? My mother is the worst mother on earth. It's not my business. Her badness is for herself. My father badness for himself. My obedience to him for Allah. Unless he command me or she command me of something against Allah. But can I be rude to her? No. Can I have bad manner with her? No. If she has a most baddest manner to me, it's his or her business. And my good manner to her is my business, and make dua for her. The sunnah. Where's the love between each other? Where's the manner between each other? You want to know the role of woman in Islam? You have to know sunnah. You have to know sunnah. Yesterday I was thinking about something. You go to any place, you find a woman ask you, coming to us or coming to me and tell me, I want to know the right of woman in Islam. And you go to a man and he every time he asks you, what is the right of the husband in Islam? Do you know I discovered something? Both of them is a liar. And they do not know. And they're selfish and they're blind. Because if you're really a true Muslim, if you are a woman and you marry, you ask me, what is the right of my husband? Because this is what you want to be questioned about it. The right of you is his business. And a man should come in and tell me, what is the right of my wife? This is really a true Muslim. Do you know, tell me that I tell you something? I never get this question. No single male or female ask me this question until today. Until this moment, if I'm still alive, no male or female ask me, what is the right of a man as a woman? And no man coming to me and asking, what is the right of a woman? Do you know what this meaning? It shows me how the people is selfish and they do not understand Islam. Because if you understand ABC in Islam, you will worry about one thing. What is his right if you are a female? Because this is what you're going to be questioned about it in the Day of Judgment. And if you are a man and fearing Allah and you love Allah and you really want to be pure in a grave, you will ask one question. What is the right of my wife? What about you are the youth? What is the right of my parents? Like one scholar, he said it one tape a long time ago, I heard it in my life. He said, people today asking, what is the right of a woman? What is the right of a husband? What is the right of a wife? But nobody said, what is the right of Allah? What Allah want? Always I said, where is Islam? I do not see Islam. Very rare I see people have some, maybe a dots of Islam. Including me. All I can tell you, I'm not Mr. Perfect. I'm a Muslim brother, try to do whatever I can. I have a lot of default, I have a lot of weakness, but I'm trying. And remember that. All Allah will test you and judge you about trying. According to ability Allah give you. And trying, you will never be tried unless you are honest. The more you honest, the more you try. The more you sincere, the more you try. By this way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man, Allah perfected him. And his sunnah, a guidance to mankind. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said about his sunnah, I did not leave you with something, make you closer to Jannah without I command you to do. I did not leave you of something can make you closer to hellfire without I command you not to do. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, مَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. If I command you not to do, get away. وَمَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِهِ فَأْتُوا مِنْهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. And what I command you to do the maximum of it. And here is a very important piece of knowledge. Look at the point. Whatever I command you not to do, don't do it. Meaning it's become haram. Anything the Prophet said don't do is become haram. From Sharia point of view. Meaning the rule and constitution of a Muslim by Allah. Because no by Allah, no by the Prophet equal haram. But look at the mercy of Allah. And he said, and if I tell you to do something, do the maximum of it. Do you know if he said the same thing for the recommendation? It become every time I do not do one sunnah, it become haram. Do you know some of the scholars, he said something beautiful. He said, this is as a mercy from Allah, number one, as an opening for a championship to different level. Can you see? Do the maximum of what Allah allow you to do. This why, if you Allah allow you to do, don't look at other, what you do, what you do not. Thank Allah for what Allah allow you to do and encourage other. Because according to Islam, you will find also Allah tries subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach us something. Fear, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to have for Allah, to prevent us from doing bad deed. By this way, fear is a prevention, is a wall between us and the bad deed. By this way, we do not fall down. But fear do not give you the power to do. Fear only to help you not to do. What is the opposite of fear? Is love. Love is this power. You always want to do the things you love, you desire. This is why you find out a lot of verses in Quran and ahadith about to bubble us, to give us a desire to do. To build the love, to do. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all this rewarding. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam give us all this rewarding. You do this, I give you that. You do this, you give you that. You said, but I love Allah, I'm not waiting for a reward. This is a high level. You will reach it later on, level of ihsan. But in the beginning, you always as a human being want the prize. I do this, I get that. I do this, I get that. By this way, why I celebrating the birth of the Prophet? How I celebrating the birth of the Prophet? Every single day by remembering the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every single day by obeying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, day and night. In every manner I have. How many of us today, before I get married, I ask, what is the sunnah of marriage? What is all the sunnah? How I get married? How I look to husband according to the sunnah? How I divorce according to sunnah? What is my right? How I buying and selling according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because actually, if I'm a Muslim loving Allah, I should inquire how. Because how is not in Quran. Quran, like constitution, has been show up completely in detail by the Prophet. Because what is a Prophet's job? Any Prophet. First, Allah chose him to receive the message, to manifest the message in himself, to live it, to be a life example for us, and to convey the message to us and other. This is his job. By this way, for me to get the real practical message by Allah, I have to go to the messenger lifestyle and take from that how I get closer to Allah and how I understand the message. This is why even the early scholar who do tafsir, you will find out they did not do tafsir by their brain, they go to the sunnah. And the sunnah allow us to read the meaning of the Quran and understanding the depth of the Quran. Now, where we are, if I'm a Muslim, I have a book about the Prophet? No. I have the hadith about the Prophet? No. And it's big different, my brother and sister in Islam, about Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, and the biography. Because Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim do not tell you what to do with the hadith. How to understand the hadith. What time the hadith came. In what condition. Who was present. How the companion understand the hadith. Now, how you, even Arabic speaker or non-Arabic speaker, can understand the meaning of the hadith? How you live with the hadith? The hadith, exactly like Quran, have nasikh wa mansukh. Meaning some hadith is done, finished. Is not working anymore. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he came with another hadith, cleaning that or wipe it out. Because Quran was revealed in a stage. And the Sunnah was given it in a stage. For example, today people said in a masajid, you have to have hijab. Another group said, no, we do not have to have hijab. The one said we have to have hijab, they get all the evidence about the verses and the hadith of hijab. The another one, they will bring you many ahadith about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam masjid have no hijab. And they give you, everybody will give you their own evidence. What going on? Today what we do not understand. This is also a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, talk to people according to their level. Yes, Quran is complete, Sunnah is complete, Deen complete, but people we do not know. Deen complete in the time of the Prophet. Is Deen complete now? No. Because Deen meaning manage haya, a way of life. Is Muslim today living according to Allah and His Messenger? No. Meaning Deen is missing. This is why Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when a group of people deny a part of zakah, he said, أَيَلْقُسُ الدِّينَ وَأَنَا حَيْ His deen will be minus in my living? No way. By this way, even cutting a portion of zakah and not pay it, he considered deen will decrease. Imagine if this companion living now among us, where is the deen? Where is the deen in myself? Where is the sunnah in myself? Where is the sunnah in the way I live? From the moment I get up until I sleep. This sunnah. Sunnah is not a group of ahadith, I choose it in the time I want something. And when I do not want something, I have no sunnah in my life. Today I find the majority of people coming to me, they coming for a problem, they not coming for Allah. A woman coming when she has a dispute with her husband. When the dispute is finished, she never come. A man coming when he has a dispute with his wife. When the dispute is done, it's finished. But nobody coming and tell me, I want to get closer to Allah. I want to learn about the sunnah. I want to get closer to Allah and learn about Allah. I want to love Allah. I want to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you know in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every time he make wudu, so companion was fighting each other. Do you know what they fighting of? Every drop of water fall down of him. Every spit. Every something coming of his nose, they are fighting to take whatever it is and mask their body with it. Why? They're not worshipping a man. They felt the power and the blessing Allah gave it to this man. 2-3 times in different occasions, and you find it in any book of hadith, is he was doing hijama. Hijama or hijama is when you cut a piece, okay, and cut the veins and take out the bad blood. And when he finished it, one time he gave it to Ali ibn Abi Talib, another time he gave it to another, what's that? Zubayr. You know, it is many reports, almost like 2-3 of them. And he said, put it in a place nobody can reach. He went and he came back. He said, what you did? He said, I put it in a place nobody can reach. He said, I see you. You drink it? He said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. He said, what make you do that? He said, I love you, Ya Allah, and I want my blood to be mixed with your blood. He said, oh, from the people, and oh, you from the people. He was a very strong man. Allah gave him certain power. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he enter and he find him aching. He said, why are you aching, Ya Rasulullah? He said, nothing enter my stomach for 3 days. He went and he find a Jewish man doing some work. He said, you want a worker? He said, yes. Take this bucket and, you know, like, do some work with water for the camel and animal and grass. And for every bucket, I give you a date. He said, okay. When he has a full of hand of dates, he said, enough. And he took the whole dates and gave it to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, where you been, Ali? He said, I went to do this work. He said, what make you do that? He said, the love of Allah and the love of you, Ya Rasulullah. He said, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab. The person will be with whom he love. The companion, when we heard this tiny sentence, he said, we never heard of the Prophet a sentence make us so happy more than that. A man came and he said, Ya Rasulullah, among us, we can see men doing very beautiful thing, but we cannot do what they're doing. But we love them, Ya Rasulullah. Do you know what the Prophet said? Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab. If you love someone, and this someone doing goodness, but you cannot reach it, Allah will make you resurrected with him. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-mar'u ala deen khalili, falyandhu ahadukum ila man yusahib. Your religion, your faith, Your deen, your way of life is according of whom your companion, whom is your friend. Look to your friend, you will know who you are. I feel sad today. I feel so sad about us, about our children. Because don't forget, what is Islam? A role model. A role model. A companionship. Custom and habit. And look at our children, what they choose. And what we choose for them. And what we choose to ourselves. How many of us really like to know somebody for his knowledge and gain knowledge? How many of us meet some people for their knowledge and want to be a company of them and for their manner? The companion used to run after different people. Abu Bakr ran for his daughter. And he go to every companion and said, please, can you marry my daughter? Omar, he did it. But where is he going to sell their daughter to? Is he go to men so elevated close to Allah? Are we doing the same today? My dear brother and sister in Islam, you cannot have Islam unless you have certain element. Number one is sincerity, of course, and honesty and truthful. Number two, a role model and a companionship. Without role model and companionship, you don't. Because with books, you will gain knowledge. But to manifest the knowledge in action, you need somebody who has it living in him, in him or her. And the maximum time you spend, this will you will be. We are like a sponge as a human being. We whom we sit for so long, this is what you will be. Why are we acting like a wacko? We sit in the front of the TV. What the TV will give us? Tell me. Garbage. Who give us the knowledge? It has barakah, blessing? Is a light from Allah? Yes, it has light. It has light. But light of fluorescent will causing a brain damage in your brain by statistics. And the bigger screen, the bigger problem in you, in your eyes and your way of thinking. Go read. They have in library many books written by American about the dangers of watching TV. From physical, from biology, and from psychology. Do you know in upstate New York, in around exit 19 and 20, is a village, they have no TV, they call the Hattorians, is a branch of the Amish in Pennsylvania, and they have 18 places in America and Canada. When I went to visit them by the will of Allah and give them da'wah, I found the kids, very beautiful kids. Do you know what I find? All the kids is covered up. And all the men have beard. I said, Subhanallah. And they have no TV, no communication. And I asked the principal, why your kids do like that? He said, we have no TV. Imagine the strict Christians they find out now, and the strict Jewish they find out TV is a nightmare. Because it's corrupting you. Because whom you're sitting with? If it's 8 hours in the school, at least 3 to 4 or 5 hours daily in a TV, wonder what happened. Your manner according to whom you're sitting with. Go back to the Sunnah. Not only that, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, you will be resurrected with your friend in the Day of Judgment. You love TV, you will be resurrected next to your TV. 20 inch, 25, 27, 34, whatever it is. You are a companion of a fool, you have it next to you in the Day of Judgment. Awaku, awaku. A pious person, you have a pious person. Choose whatever you want. This sunnah. And the third element to be a real Muslim, environment. Because we are a product of environment. If you think who you are, any one of us is a product of environment. What is your habit and custom? According to what you hear, what you see, whom you involve with, and whom you're spending time with. How you talk, how you behave, how you think, how you conduct your way of life. The environment is actually you and a product of the environment. Now, it comes to the sincerity again. If I'm sincere, what I do? I look for whom is my companion, whom I'm spending time with, whom I choose to be my husband or my wife. This sunnah. If you read the sunnah about companionship, you will be crying. The companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they call companion because they are accompanying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will never reach this level unless they are accompanying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the more they accompany the Prophet, the more they are elevated. Similar in life, the more you're spending time with anyone, this who you will be. Who you are is whom you're spending time with. If you're spending some time with somebody who loves certain clothes, as soon or later you love certain clothes. You hang around with some people, go hang camping, you love camping. Dancing, dancing. Music, music. What's the Prophet ﷺ talk about music? He said, music is a flute of the devil. You will find it in Riyadu Salihin as a basic book of hadith. In another hadith he said, the music, it grows the hypocrisy in the heart the way water makes a seed grow in the ground. What the companion did? The Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu run when he heard the flute and he put his finger in his ear until he cannot hear it anymore. The more you're hearing the music, the more you build the hypocrisy. Why? Because the Prophet said so. I believe in the Prophet. I do not believe in you. Whatever who you are. What about TV? What about song? What about this? What about that? What you need it for? If I'm a Muslim, do you know I have to read Quran daily? It's almost mandatory, and otherwise I will be considered rejected. But rejected not from Islam, rejected by the mercy of Allah. I will be written among ghafileen. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to me, لقد جاءتكم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم من ربكم موعظة وشفاء لما في الصدور. I send you, O you people, I send you موعظة. I send you a wisdom and شفاء and cure of what you have in your chest. وهدى and guidance. ورحمة للمتقين and mercy to those pious people. قل, say, قل بفضل الله وبرحمته, said, with the kindness and generosity of Allah and His mercy. فليفرحوا, be happy with what Allah give you and better of what they accumulate. I might not say the verse correctly because when I talk Arabic and English, sometimes I lose. This is my bad weakness. It is Surah, I think, Yunus, verse 57, if my memory is correct. Either Yunus or Hud, but I think it's Yunus, 57 or 58. It's a beautiful verse if you read it. Allah send you, I send you guidance. In many, many verses, Allah send you, I send you light. I send you wisdom. How you get wisdom and light and guidance and mercy when you do not read Quran? When I do not inquire about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he said to me, if somebody get me anger, what I supposed to do? Read Quran, read the Sunnah of Rasulullah. Rasulullah, he will tell you in a topic of anger. Where is anger coming from and how you prevent it? If somebody oppressed me, what to do? The Prophet will tell you. If my wife treat me bad, what I do? The Prophet will tell you. If the husband treat me bad, what I do? The Prophet will tell you. If a daughter or son treat her mother bad, or they treat her bad, what do you do? The Prophet will tell you. If I'm buying and selling, what to do? The Prophet will tell you. The Prophet ﷺ about buying and selling, he said, the honest merchant, he will be my companion in the Day of Judgment. التاجر الصدوق معي هكذا في الجنة. A man get up and he said, Ya Rasulullah, it will be a lot. He said, no. It will be like the white hair in a black bowl. Or the black hair in a white bowl. And another hadith, almost like the yellowish dot in a reddish bird, which was a very, very unique and a familiar bird. How many of us, when we buy and sell, we are honest? And we say the truth for Allah, and our rizq and our provision in Allah. How many of us know about tawakkul and rely on Allah and have faith in Allah? How many of us have faith in Allah, yaqeen? How? Is only all in the sunnah? By this way, what is the sunnah? Today, may Allah forgive Muslim today, astaghfirullah al-azim, or call themselves Muslim. They break the sunnah. And they make sunnah for worship, sunnah for clothing, sunnah of eating, sunnah of this, sunnah of that. And after that, they break it again. And they said, this sunnah, you do not have to have. And this sunnah, you might have and you might not have. Who said to you that? It never happened in the history of Islam. Sunnah is a sunnah. You go and you start reach, and you build your connection with Allah, and you take one step at a time. Learn. After that, cry to Allah and said, oh Allah, allow me to live according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, swag or miswag is a sunnah. One of the hadith, if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, man kana akhir amalahu swag or miswag, dakhal al jannah. Or offer Allah now. If the last action in your life will be miswak, Allah will send you to paradise. I said to my father, may Allah give him mercy. But I was not like you. No, no, no. I tell him, I will do only miswak in my life. He said, Allah will not allow you to do. I said, why? He said, only you carry miswak if you love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you really want implementing sunnah. And Allah will not memorize you with miswak unless you're really living according to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see, how many of us remember miswak? It's a very tiny. But like one scholar in Egypt in 1973 approximately, he said, today we are really blind. If I keep saying this small sunnah and this small sunnah and this small sunnah, how will we make the big sunnah if we cannot make the small sunnah? How we cut our nails according to the sunnah and which day? How we eat according to the sunnah and what's the benefit? How we sit according to the sunnah? How we respect each other according to the sunnah? How we drink water according to the sunnah? Do you know every time you follow the sunnah, what it mean? What it mean? Hasana, rewarding. And hasana equal what? 10 times. By this way, if you drink water with sunnah, the water to drink water with sunnah is 6 sunnah. If you follow the sunnah of drinking the water and you follow the whole sunnah, it meaning 6, meaning like 60 reward just by drinking water. By this way, drinking the water and you happy and you get the water and you get rewarded. This scholar, mashallah, he used to said, imagine you coming with your last year or the end of the year record of the school was all 0. What is 0? Is jaiz. Word jaiz meaning allowed in fiqh. But if you study the word jaiz, what it means? no reward and no punishment. Is not to you and is not against you. Do you know today I find a lot of supposed to be Muslim, they're looking for jais. If you keep looking for jais, where are you going to get good deed? How are you going to get closer to Allah? And we keep arguing. It's not mandatory, it's not fard, it's fard or sunnah. And people playing game with word and you forget the essence. The whole thing is love. You love, you do. You do not love, stay. This is why you do not push anybody to follow the sunnah. Sunnah coming from love. And love coming by knowing. Knowing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah, if you see what the people done for him and what he did for us, imagine he go to a tribe to invite them to Islam, and the whole tribe send all the crazy, all the lunatic, all the kids running after him with rocks. We know the story. And what happened? He was bleeding. He was bleeding, the Prophet of Allah bleeding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angel of Jibreel and with him the angel of mountain. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, Inna salama yuqru'aka salam. And he tell you, if you want, I take the whole village and take it all away to the first sky and drop them. Or if you want, I have the angel of mountain with me. He will collapse both of them and nobody will come in alive. What the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, O angel Jibreel, said to Allah, I do not need you. I do not need the angel of mountain. And he raised his hand to Allah and he make a beautiful dua. If you understand it, you will be crying. You will be crying of the mercy. And in the end of the dua, he said, O Allah, Allahumma ghafir liqawmi fa innahum qawmun la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, forgive their sins, they are people they do not know. And in the end, he said what? Oh Allah, I wish you let out of their soul and their progeny what really belonged to you, Ya Allah. And for this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a few months or whatever week, all of them came as a Muslim for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Mercy. Mercy, where's today among us? A man came to him, young man, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, give me a license to commit adultery. Imagine, a young man coming to him. He said, Ya Rasulullah, give me a license to commit adultery. He said, you like it to your mother? He said, no. He said, you like it to your daughter? He said, no. You like it to your sister? He said, no. You like it to your aunt? He said, no. You like it to your aunt? On. He said, also people do not like it to themselves. And he put his hand in his chest and he made dua for him. He said, I left the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and nothing I hate most than adultery. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We did not send you except mercy to mankind. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمْ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I did not be sent to mankind except to perfect the manner. If you claim you have sunnah, you have to have manner. How you have manner if you do not know sunnah? No way. You will never have a manner unless you know sunnah. The more you know sunnah, the more you have manner. What else you ask me about? Look at this man from the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I know you're going to love it and laugh, but it's true. One of the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the end of his life joining an army ready to go in the path of Allah. The Amir of the army stand up and all the army stay in line. The Imam or the person make adhan, make iqama, Salah is going to start. When the first line, somebody heard, somebody did pass wind. Now the Amir of the whole army, He turned around and he said, whoever pass when leaves the army and make wudu, nobody leave. It is somebody in the first line. He repeated, whoever in the first line make pass when get out and make wudu, the person is shy, he's stuck. This companion, look at the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The companion went to the Amir and he tell him in the ear, he said, if you make salah now, he will enter salah and he commits sins. He said, what do you want me to do? He said, put or say with a loud voice, all the army fresh your wudu. And he will fresh his wudu. Now he called the whole army, go and refresh your wudu. Look at the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He did not want to make a person stuck in a very small manner. But look at the obedience and the understanding of Islam. Where we are from Sunnah. Today, if I read some ahadith, I want everybody to implement it. And I did not implement it yet. And this today causing a problem in families between a husband and wife. Because the level of iman and level of knowledge and level of understanding never will be equal. And we have to be patient for Allah. We cannot give guidance to nobody. Is everybody get his answer according to what we talk about it? Role of woman in Islam. Look at the companion wives, what he did. What's he aiming for? You see, the high sunnah is what you're aiming for. What is your goal in life? It's not 1, 2, 3, what I do, what I don't. But you want a doctor. You want a businessman. You want a house. You want a car. You want this. You want that. Where's Islam? Where's the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever come and you love his deen, accept him for your daughter. If you don't do it, Allah will torture you and send a calamity over you. And this is what happening today. Our daughter today is becoming merchandise. We're giving it to whom we give more. Or who has more? Has what? Material. Is this sunnah? Why if I come to your house, I envy you? And envy you of what? Envy you because you have a bigger house? You have more car? I should be sad. I should make dua for you. You are been trialed. You are a slave of dunya and you do not know. This sunnah. When a companion used to visit another companion and find the roof is get little bit higher, he cried for him. And he said, you do not remember a Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, don't elevate your roof. The another companion cry and he lowers the roof the following day. But look at us. Why I envy you? Why I be jealous? Why be greedy? Why be selfish? Why all this disease? Because I have no Islam in my heart. Because if I have Islam in my heart, I have no time. I have no time for that. The father all the time at work. The mother all the time in the kitchen. Who going to educate our children? Where's the role model? Where's the environment? This is a small, tiny environment. How we increase it? How we elevate it? How we value from it? How we make it living? Somebody ask, what about our youth? They have energy. They want to watch TV. They want to go entertain. Islam full of entertainment. If you really know Islam and Sunnah, full of entertainment. For a man, building your body. Be a man. Be strong. Like one of the old scholars, he said, now we're treating our kids for a chicken feed. We have a generation of chicken. What's a chicken for? To be eaten one day. This is what we're doing. A Muslim generate an ummah of lion. Do you really, a mother, think about who's your kids? Is a lion or a chicken? What's he going to distribute it to Islam? What's he going to give to Islam as a mother? Do you know the moment you marry, you are doomed because you have to obey the husband? If you marry out of whack, you will be out of whack the rest of your life. You should look for a man with a quality. A man, you help him to grow for Allah, and he help you to grow for Allah. To accomplish something before you leave. Do you know what is our goal is? To leave a fingerprint in earth. What kind of fingerprint are we going to leave? What are you doing? What is your goal? Your goal in the time of marriage, this is who your husband and this is your wife. What is your goal before it's too late? Our kids is a product of us. Yes, we have a duty, but we have a big duty. What about the ummah? If my kids do not listen to me, what I do? I leave them and go for Allah. I will not be occupied and paralyzed by my own kids. No, I have a duty. By this way, how I be a young man, how I build muscles, how I build wisdom, how I build manner, how I build character, how I be a man. Meaning, I need to be a company of men. How I build different experience in life. This is your husband, the future husband. Mr. Atari and Mr. Nintendo. And Mr. Computer, Internet. You will marry a screen. And the screen is better because it's containing more information. This is what you're looking for. But maybe with a bucket full of money. This is what you like. Oh, he's stupid but he has money. He's idiot but he has money. He's ugly but he has money. You see? The main thing is money. And after that you keep crying the rest of your life because he has money. And who looking for that? You. Because you are selfish and greed. Oh, she's beauty. She's very pretty, but she has no brain. She has no manner. She's a wacko, but she's pretty. Okay, get Mrs. Pretty and live with her the rest of your life. Where is the essence of the Sunnah? The Sunnah tell us what to do. Who are you looking for? What are you looking for? What going to survive? What about the female? How you can be a woman when you're not a company of good woman? How? Where are you going to build womanhood? How to build your attitude and manner to be a woman? How you build your character when you're not in the company of woman? Not only cooking and cleaning? No, believe it or not, cooking and cleaning in a house is not mandatory. It's not the job of the woman. It's actually a charity. Is a charity from the woman, give it to her own husband. The woman, she has no obligation to cook. She has no obligation to clean the house. She has no obligation to serve you. Is a charity. She get extra reward for it. Raising the kids, extra reward. Birthing the child, extra reward. Having labor, equivalent to Hajj. But how many women know the reward of every action? Our men sitting, I want a cup of water. Where is the food? This and that. And you running like chicken without head from kitchen to the living room. This our woman, mashallah. A waiter and a cook and bus boy. And our man, mashallah, he's Mr. What do you call it, a cow? You know, this Islam. We have, mashallah, like a farm, feeding farm. To do what? Oh, do what you want me to do? Nobody want to do. Everybody want take, but nobody want to do. The cow, even by the end of the day, she has a lot of milk. What we give? No, don't laugh. The topic might be laughing, but it's not laughing. I said it in many times. I saw many cow better than me because he distributed something in earth. What we distributed? Our leftover is not benefit to the earth. It's poison to the earth. The leftover of the cow is benefit. But the leftover of a human being is dangerous to the earth and the environment. What you are, what you really producing to the earth? What you leaving in here? What is your goal? What do you want? All in the sunnah. Number one to sit the role model. This is number one. Number one to sit the role model. Role model of whom? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why we are where we are as a ummah? We have no sunnah. We have no sunnah. Imagine the way of living is according to Rasulullah. And we have a Rasul, we love him, and we make a celebration every year by all kind of sweet, but nobody won't follow. Every country has different sweet for the birthday of the Prophet. Every country has beautiful sweet all over. Now you know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his birth is coming. Why? All the stores ready for the sweet. Everybody ready for dishes. This is the only thing we know when I grow up. I know when the day of birthday of the Prophet, I will get some statue of halwa, something sweet. And in the end of the night, I make a pudding and we eat. Is this really? Where is Islam? Where is the real sunnah? By this way, the real sunnah, the real loving, the dynamic of Islam in sunnah. Now, if I'm an adult, to care about some youth, you think I have time? If I'm a woman, to caring about some youth, you think I have time? What about teaching to sew? Teach them how to take care about their body. How to take care about their menses. How to take care about the manner. How to take care about their physical appearance. What is haram, what is not. What is recommended, what is not. How to look for a husband. How to take care about husband. How to take care about the children. Today I find a lot of mother. Zini, the mother. The mother is out of whack. She has no manner. She has no any respect even for her own child. She doesn't know how to take care about her body. She doesn't know to care about her own baby. What more than that? Because the lack of the companionship and the goal. If you do not have none of the above and you sincere, cry to Allah. Cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will send you. This is sunnah. Islam is dynamic. If I'm between reading Quran, understanding hadith, learning manner, implementing something, doing good deed, teaching, learning, because the way of life, you see, is full of entertainment. Islam full of entertainment. But why Islam now is so passive? Because no Islam. No Islam. Last year, with many family, I said, please, give me your youth for 2-3 weeks. I will make Islamic program for them, like a camp, and give them really education. Not about Islam only, in a way of living. Do you know what happened? One family finally show up, or two family, and give me their own kids. And they tell me, you have 1.5 days. Excuse me, 1.5 days? 1.5 days, what I can do in 1.5 days? You have to be kind to these people. You have to serve them. You have to love them. You have to be patient. You have to let them love you. All this might take 3 to 4, 5 days, 7 days. After that, education start. Little by little, according to everybody's level. To build habit and custom in 1 day. You let them live as a wacko for 1 year, minus 1 day, and you want them to be a good, strong Muslim in 1 day? You see, we are a liar. I see today a lot of Islamic activity. We bought a land for school. We bought a land for activity in summer. We bought a land for this. Okay, is the land going to educate them? Is the money spending in the land going to educate them? Where is the role model in the community who is going to be with these kids or this youth? What about you? What activity you have for the family in the home? If the kids are always coming from a home, always the father and mother argue with each other. What example you give them? The kids imitate us. If you go in a family and you find the mother argue all the time, you will find the daughter. You see the mother, you see the daughter. If you go in a family and you find the father is out of whack, you see the son. Very simple. Today, when some people tell me, make a program for our youth, I said, no. I make program for youth in one condition. You, as a parent, come in the program and be participate as a part of it. Why? Because you need it more than them. But in the meantime, where we start? Is this our situation? We start individual, according to what Allah allow us. Everybody cry to Allah and cut time and start learning. If I get you books, you think I'm selling books. If I tell you take my tapes, you think I'm making money. I said it yesterday. If I bring mango, you will be happy. If I bring watermelon, you will be happy. But if I bring Islamic books and tapes, you will say, this man coming to make money. He's not coming for da'wah. And wallahi, I do not want money. I want to spread the right knowledge. How many of us sacrifice and have Islamic library? Today you have many beautiful tapes and books in the market. You want just the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Sunnah to just grow the way it is? It doesn't grow. You have to sacrifice. What's the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam life? It's full of sacrifice. What's the companion life? Full of sacrifice. What we do now? We want only listen and go home talk. It doesn't work. Sunnah full of sacrifice. The more you sacrifice with your money, with your time, with yourself, with your soul, with your heart, with your mind, with everything, this is the time you get sunnah. It's not how much you read and how much you go in event. No, 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 no. Why all this meeting is not doing too much? Because no any activity internal. It has to be internal activity, external activity. Once you have internal activity and the heart moving toward Allah, you want to do for Allah. And if you have to do Allah, you have a lot of time. With all due respect to our youth, I see them always, what is activity? What do you have activity between you? Okay, we have disease. You carry our disease? Very important. What do you want? Okay, go. MashaAllah. Obedience only in this topic. Ya Allah, where are we going? Where is the love of Allah? Where is the love of Rasulullah? Everybody think. Everybody think. You see, it lead us. Any topic, believe me, we talk about it, it will lead us to sincerity. Do we really love Allah? Do we really love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I remember I enter many houses. Allah knows how much money they have, but they have no one book. And when I said, please get some Islamic book, we said, no, excuse me, my budget. The budget only coming in Islamic books and manner. They can go to Walt Disney. They can go back home for $3,000-$4,000, $5,000. And today in America, with the most expensive book, for $200-$300, you can have a beautiful library. Is Islam is not, you know, equivalent or deserve to be sacrificed for? And when we get the library, we keep looking, and we have no time for it. You see, now the library it become witness against us. Like somebody I know, they want a big library, but I do not know how many times they will touch it. Library is a, it will be witness to you or witness against you. Every session you come, it witness to you or against you? What are you going to do? You see, we have to go and think, digest what we're hearing. This sincerity. Do not point finger to each other. I pointing finger to me. What I'm going to do after all this talk? What I am going to do, not you. Because every time I talk, I have a problem more than you. May Allah forgive me. I have to tell you the truth. I do not do what I'm talking about. I do tiny part. May Allah allow me to do more. I wish I cannot talk and just sit cry over my situation and my weakness. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is he denied dunya. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He denied dunya. He has zuhd for dunya. He do not accumulate. He do not ask us to accumulate. This is sunnah. Why we choose sunnah in one topic and destroy another topic? Take the whole, read the whole sunnah, read his will and his advice to others. Don't accumulate what you're not going to use. Don't buy what you do not wear. Don't save food what you're not going to eat. Where is that? I can go on in every sunnah and we ask ourselves where we are. You will not be a believer unless you love to other what you and your brother what you love to yourself. Where is that? What time we have? Because I forget to set the time. Quarter to eight. Okay. You see, this sunnah. By this way, sunnah is a whole. Don't take part and leave another part. The sunnah is mercy. Mercy. How much mercy to each other. Imagine a young man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I have a young girl, neighbor of mine, so pretty. Something happened to her and she died. She passed away. And we just did janazah for her and put her in the grave. After everybody left, I used to love her so much. I dig the grave and I made it with her. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, get out before Allah cursing me and cursing you. The young man ran in the desert crying. He wished the earth will swallow him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angel Jibreel and said, Ya Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he give you salam and tell you, I send you mercy to mankind. I do not send you to cut the door of mercy to, with me. Go and send somebody to him and say, Allah forgive him. And give him tawbah. Imagine where we are. Today I see in all masajid when we start with do and don't. Do and don't, do and don't, do and don't. Riba. We are drowning in riba in America. How you get out? Wallahi, I will tell you how to get out. Without asking you any or answer you any question. Cry to Allah. Who can save you and purify you more than Allah? If I tell you haram and halal, what's the big deal? Haram is pure and known. The Quran full. Riba is haram, finished. Some scholars started saying this and some scholars started saying that and this and that and mandatory. Very simple. You want to purify your life? Call Allah. You want to know halal and haram? Call Allah. Because real Iman is a criterion. The early scholars said, what is Iman? They said, Iman is a light. A light Allah will allow you to see right and wrong. This Iman. If you do not have it, you have no Iman. Or your Iman is so weak. By this way, some of us is Iman like a candle. Some of us is Iman like two candles. Some of us is Iman like 500 watt, 1000 watt. The more Iman you get, the more light. This light allow you to distinguish between right and wrong. Allow you to distinguish between halal and haram. Allow you to distinguish between things Allah hate most and things Allah love most. How many ahadith about the neighbors and the right of neighbors? Read. You have Riyadus Salihin. You have Mishkatul Masabih. You have many beautiful books about the manner of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sunan al-Tirmizi, Sunan Abu Dawood, Shama'il al-Tirmizi. Read. But read not to read. I have many people said, I read it. How much you do it? How much you implement it? How much you crying to Allah to give you ability to do? You see, Islam is full of dynamic. Summer is coming. How many of us have program for our youth? How many of us thinking about how our youth going to spend their time? With whom going to spend their time? What is he going to learn? What is my goal? What about my youth? How many of them sincere to Allah and said, Oh Allah, send me somebody to teach me Islam. Send me an environment can benefit me in this life and hereafter. Oh, which beach going to go to? If we go to Walt Disney in Florida or Walt Disney in California? You see, we think about all the funny stuff, the stupid things. It will not benefit us in this life and hereafter. Doesn't mean Islam is not full of activity. Islam full of activity. If we understand the right Islam. Islam not only alif ba'ta and reading Quran and understanding hadith. To live with each other. How to conduct each other. How to care about your body. How to study. How to cook the most benefit food in a short time. Which food is healthy and not according to the sunnah. The sunnah do not leave any topic. How to go to the bathroom, how to get out of the bathroom. If I'm a male, how I take care about my wife. If I'm a female, how I take care about my husband. How I take care about my future son and daughter. All this, if you do not prepare yourself, how are you going to do it? You wait until it happens and what? Mommy, daddy. Daddy out of whack, mommy out of whack, the children out of whack. Where are we going? It needs sincerity, my brother and sister. Every topic, I have to end it with sincerity. Because the books is there, the knowledge is there. Who's running after knowledge? Who's today running after the knowledge of Allah? Who among us, if you see somebody has quality, you're running after the person? Allah know, in all my years in da'wah, if I do not call people, nobody call me. If I do not remind people about something and to do for Islam, nobody call. Why? Do you not think about the grave? This is a sunnah. You do not think about the torture of the death and torture of the grave? It's a sunnah. The Prophet by himself, in a moment of death, he cried. And he make dua, إِنَّ لِلْمَوْتِ لَسَكَرَاتِ اللَّهُمَّ هَوِّنْ عَلَيْنَا سَكَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ Oh Allah, death is very tough and has some calamity. Oh Allah, make it easy, Ya Allah. If the Prophet is tortured in the time of death, what about Allah? What about us? What about us? Read the companion. How he love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu in the market. He as the Prophet said, sit down, he said. The meeting finished and Abu Hurairah is still sitting. And he would not move until the Prophet went to him. He said, Ya Abu Hurairah, how come you did not move? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I heard you said, sit down, I said. He said, this was for people in the masjid, not for you. He said, Ya Rasulullah, how Abu Hurairah, his ear, heard a word and command of the Prophet to sit down and I will disobey it. How many of us read the hadith and keep complaining? I'm not ready. It's not for me. How I know? No. The right sequence, Oh Allah forgive me. The hadith is correct, but I'm not ready. Oh Allah forgive me. Make me ready, Ya Allah. Make me the kind of person who obey you, Ya Allah. This is the right person. This is the right Islam. This sunnah, my brother and sister in Islam. Sunnah is a way of life. With sunnah, meaning every one of us actually, we should follow the sunnah. We have to. We have no another way. And otherwise, who I follow? Clinton? George Washington? FDR? Who I follow? Michael Jackson? Madonna? Who I follow? I have to follow someone. The neighbors? The TV? Simpson? Is this answer your questions? Anybody has a question or concern about what we said? Or about what you was coming to ask you, asking for? Believe me, any question, any concern, you find it in the Sunnah. All you have to do is start reading. What you read, I will teach you something simple. First, collect good books about Sunnah and the manner and everything. I will tell you. I can tell you everything. Astaghfirullah, a lot of things you need. Now, what you do, read the index of the book. Read the beginning of the books. By this way, you know what the books contain. And when you finish, now you know. I have this topic today, passing wind. I open under passing wind. Washing my body. Wudu, ghusl, salah. By this way, any topic I do not know for sure, I open. What about I do not know? I have to be connected to somebody elder than me and learned than me and ask questions. This hadith I read it. Is this the way it means? Is this the way I can implement? Because you can misunderstand the hadith. You can understand it or maybe you implement it the wrong way. This has to be. It has to be. Don't forget the three elements. Sincerity. Role model. Environment. Without it you cannot be. And a companionship. Any question, any concern. We need love. We need the love of Allah. And you will not reach the love of Allah unless you love Rasulullah. And you will never love Rasulullah unless you know who he is and you obey him. And you will never able to do that until you inquire and read and know and get closer to Allah. Do a lot of durood. Do a lot of salah ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد 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 always make salah على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم day and night say بسم الله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله is a group of saying if you learn how to do it It will put barakah in everything you do. Anything you do, you said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And if you cannot even remember, أعوذ بالله بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. You ask Allah to save you from the devil. You start by the name of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have to have blessing, inshaAllah. Any question, any concern, don't look to nobody. Everybody look to himself. Everybody reach inside. This is the real beginning. Don't look to nobody. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from his sunnah, من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه. Among the best manner of the Muslim, leave what is not belong to you. Leave what is not your business. In another word, don't put your nose is not with what belongs to you. Because if I'm a Muslim, I have no time. I have no time. If you really take any single day and you start following the sunnah, you have no time. If you really want to gain your day. Any question, any concern?
I have one about the miswak.
Okay. To clean.
Because whatever was available and whatever
Sallallahu
alayhi wasallam. But the thing is that
we have now the brushes and the toothpaste and many elements. Okay.
Still that's not good, we should go back.
Okay, mashallah. The question is we have now one of the sunnah is miswak. And now we have, according to the modern technology, we have the toothpick, we have the brushes, we have the water, whatever, we have the water, we have all kind of system to clean our teeth. Are we still go to miswak? This it generate a beautiful question, which take us to the beginning. Who Allah choose him? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who Allah perfected everything in his action? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, every action the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do is blessing from Allah, number one. Is a guidance from Allah, is light by Allah. We will never understand it unless we know who is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do you know who knows that? German. German people follow the sunnah. You know what they did? They find in miswak is many material. It cannot be located in any place. And is the first one to create miswak paste. German people. Why? But they take it from what? They take it from material benefit. But we as a Muslim, we take it from the hidden benefit. The hidden benefit is the obedience to Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا يَنْطِقَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not say anything without a revelation to him, even his own manner. By this way, every sunnah the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did is a blessing, is of obedience, is love, is a closeness. A lot of it, you might never understand the wisdom from material and technology point of view. But you have to believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, inshaAllah, if Allah allow me to live, I collect some verses of Quran, I call it the jewel of the Quran, or the star of the Quran. And one of them, if you study it, you find out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call people. O you people, are you better than so and so? Are you strong than so and so? Do you know more than so and so? Meaning the nation before us, they have more knowledge than us. They have more powerful than us. They have more technology than us. We're very poor. If you read Quran, you will find out we're very poor. We do not have like Qawm Ad and Qawm Thamud and Fir'aun. These people have what we never will have. If you believe in Quran. And if you believe in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Muhammad to mankind. Mercy and wisdom and light to mankind. Now, if I believe in that, every aspect in his life is a wisdom. Do you know in 2 or 3 years ago, okay, I use it in my da'wah, is a man from Germany, a German scientific person with a group of scientific people was in joined to study for many, many years the knowledge of enzyme, only for the tips of the finger. And he came to a conclusion. This 7 finger, the 2 in the right and the 5 in the left, they have equivalent skin pattern, equivalent bacteria, equivalent enzyme, equivalent everything. And they find the 3 finger in the right hand is completely different. They have different bacteria, it helping you to digest the food. It has a different enzyme, it help you to digest the food. It have antidote from many poison. It has many antidote of over 70 disease. And he said, no way you can get similar except you have to eat with 3 finger to get all this benefit. A man reads the article of the scientific German scientific person and he said, we have a man to teach us to eat only with 3 finger. He said, no way. I'm the first one to discover this piece of knowledge. Show me what you said. He said, whoever teach him cannot be a mankind, because I'm the first mankind to know this piece of information. Oh Allah, we do not know. We do not know every aspect in your life, for this life and hereafter, in the sunnah. Every need about anything in the sunnah. If you study the way the Prophet tell you what to eat, what not to eat, when you do not eat, is amazing. Do you know if you study the sunnah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do not drink water fresh. Only he loves the water overnight. Now, do you know what they discover? The best water in the desert overnight. Do you know why? Because it's a mist, pure water, and good for your kidney. Why? Because you get it, you put it in a leather case, or they put it in this ceramic or a clay, okay, big jar. And you used to go and get a dust, not a dust, a sand, or a couple of rocks, and drop it in the water. The Prophet ﷺ, he used to love it, and he drank from overnight. Do you know why? All the extra mineral will drop. All the extra, all kind of very unwanted calcium will be dropped. All the extra calcium will be dropped. And if you have any bacteria or anything, it will calm down. And the clay allow it to breathe. And it become cool, not too hot. Many, many benefits. Who taught him? He was illiterate. The Prophet ﷺ, illiterate. He never go to the sea. He will give you all advice about different things about the sea and the seafood. How? 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 Imagine we forget. This is why if we need to talk about it for years to really inculcate it in our heart. Who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We do not know him. We do not even have a doubt of knowledge. The only one Allah allowed to see him, the only one Allah allowed to see the paradise. How we're not going to go through it? We have no right. The only one have vacation to see the heaven and the earth. Not by the shuttle, not by Challenger, no, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, we do not understand Sunnah. We do not understand Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we understand Rasulullah, we will cry over every moment. One scholar, he wrote a book about the benefit and ritual and virtuous of Durood, Salah ala Nabi. And in the end of the book, a book, you know what he said? Anybody read my book, he will be crying about every moment he lost it without making Salah ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another man, he wrote a book called Ash-Shifa, the cure. في حق وفضل حقوق المصطفى. Ash-Shifa, in the on or in the rights of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Do you know one scholar? He wrote another book regarding this book. He said, the first scholar, which is Fudail ibn Ayyad al-Andalusi, he said, why he call it a shifa? Because you will be sick if you do not know the Sunnah. And the only cure to you is the Sunnah. All of us is sick. And the medication of us is the Sunnah. According to how much Sunnah, we will be cured. Inside, outside. What more than that? Imagine somebody telling you you're sick. And you will be doomed in this life and hereafter. Only by this medication. And after that you deny it. Subhanallah. This is why, my brother and sister in Islam, the trial is so humongous. Sunnah, you have to inculcate it in your heart. You have to love this man for Allah, because He chose him. He perfected him. He gave him all the blessing in every even the word. Do you know, even if you said hadith in your house, you get certain light just by saying the hadith as a blessing. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, every time they said to him, come talk about the Prophet, he delayed. They ask him, oh Imam Malik, when we ask you for any fiqh, you come right away. When we ask you to talk about the biography and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seerah, you delay. He said, every time you coming and tell me to talk about the Prophet, I go min ghusl. I clean myself. I go get the best clothes I have. And I decorated myself and perfuming myself. And he used to have a wooden chair. He will not sit in a chair unless he talk about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, do you know who I'm talking about? And he waved to the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Shafi'i, one time he was lying down, when all of a sudden, in the middle of almost his sleep, he get up and he said, when a man was passing by, one of his students, he said, yo Imam, who is this man? He's a big merchant? He said, no. is a Khalifa or Amir or Prince or something? He said, no. He said, do you know him? He said, no. He said, why you get up for him? He said, I did not get up for him. He said, why you get up all of a sudden? He said, he was passing by and he was saying durood, and I have to say Salah ala Nabi. I do not want to say it in the way I am sitting. Respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where we are from understanding Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Doesn't mean today some Sufi, every time they say Salah ala Nabi, they have to put their hand in the chest and they have to get up. It's in good manner, but you find out you're not learning about the Sunnah. Every group in the Ummah doing something, but the real Sunnah is to live it. What about when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm going to make it fast inshaAllah, when a man came and he said, a man will coming, he will be among the paradise group. Every companion looking, who is this man? This unknown man. He make a couple of rak'ah and he leave. The following day he said, a man will come among the paradise group. 3 days. Finally, Abdullah ibn Umar and another report, Abdullah ibn Amr, he follow him. He said, allow me to stay over. Because according to Sunnah, if I come to you as a guest, you have no right to ask me why I'm coming, how long I'm coming, unless it's been 3 days. Sunnah! After 3 days, you have the right to ask me why I'm coming, what I want. After 3 days. Sunnah! How many of us can do that today? You know? Somebody knock on the door, tell him I'm not here. Sunnah. Sunnah to who? No, Sunnah of American or Sunnah of whatever who you are. But the Sunnah of Rasulullah SAW, to be generous to the guest. Do you know this man? When the companion went to him, he find him he's not doing too much. After 3 days, he tell him, listen, I'm coming to watch you, to see what's going on. I heard the Prophet SAW, he said, you are among the people of paradise. What are you doing? I do not know. He said, the only thing I do, you do not know. Every time I go to my bed at night, I ask Allah, oh Allah, forgive all those who do mischief to me, and oh Allah, I have nothing in my heart against nobody. He said, oh. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, of the meaning of whoever sleep and have no ghish, meaning no bad things, no badness, no any hate, no injustice to no one, is my sunnah. And whoever follow my sunnah, he will be with me in paradise. Just by sleeping and not committing anything against no one. He did not get up for long salah. He did not do too much worship. He just sleep at night. Look at us, how many backbiting. How many Rasulullah SAW went to Abu Dhar and he said, Ya Abu Dhar, amsik alayka hada. And he hold his tongue and he said, hold this. He said, Ya Rasulullah, are we going to be punished of our tongue? He said, Thakalatka ummak. May Allah, may your mother put you in the grave before you say that. Do you know people will not go to the hellfire and be tortured in the grave except of their tongue? How many of us worry about the tongue? How many of us, when you study the hadith, you will find many, many topics about the tongue? Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali in Ihya Ulumuddin, read it. He will have a beautiful part about the tongue and the diseases of the tongue. And chips, potato chips and ice cream is our backbiting and namima. A Muslim do not do that. I have no time for that. I'm not supposed to be part of that. Not listening, not doing. I have to leave. The sunnah. You see how sunnah is? This sunnah. And if I cannot do none of the above, find somebody who loves Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and be a company of him. This is sunnah. Read about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's sunnah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Allow us to know you, Ya Allah. Allow us to know who is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Allah, allow us to live as a Muslim, living as a pure Sunnah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this life, Ya Allah. And make us inviting to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ya Allah, make us live and die as a Muslim according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And make us do and be in a grave according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And be resurrected with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brother and sister in Islam, do you know you're going to die according to how you live in this life? If you live as an American, you die as an American. If you live as a wacko, you die as a wacko. If you live as a Muslim and purely to Allah according to the Sunnah, Allah will give you a beautiful death according to the Sunnah. Because death is a gift of Allah, the way eating is. You cannot prepare death. This is something prepared in Allah wisdom and Allah kingdom according to what you're living with. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us pure, true Muslim. Allah, oh Allah, make us love you, Ya Allah. Make us love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Ahl Bayt, Ya Allah, and his family, Ya Allah, and his companion, Ya Allah, and all those who love him, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept from us, Ya Allah, purely to you, Ya Allah, without nothing we want from nobody except you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept, Ya Allah, but barakah, Ya Allah, but blessing, Ya Allah, but light, Ya Allah, but wisdom, Ya Allah, of what we're saying, Ya Allah, for you, Ya Allah, inshaAllah. You are the Fattah, you are the Qadir, you are the Hadi, you are the light, Ya Allah. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم أحينا على سنته وأمتنا على سنته وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. جزاكم الله كل خير.